This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, October 6th, 2023. ARRL continues to defend the 60-meter spectrum. The public comment period is now open, and ARRL's Sierra Harrop, W5DX, tells us what that means for you.
A public comment period is open until October 30th for radio amateurs to comment on proposed changes to the 60-meter band. ARRL is asking all radio amateurs to join it in urging the Federal Communications Commission to continue the existing use of the band. ARRL is encouraging expressions of support to the FCC for the current 100-watt ERP power limit instead of reducing the power limit to 15 watts EIRP and continuing secondary access to the current channels. This is on FCC docket number WT23-120. Currently, hams in the U.S. have use of 5 discrete channels on a secondary basis on which they're permitted an effective radiated power of 100 watts. In the Notice of Proposed Rulemaking, or NPRM, the Commission solicits comments on reducing the secondary allocation to 15 kilohertz of contiguous spectrum between 5351.5 and 5366.5 with a power limit of 15 watts EIRP. That's equivalent to 9.1 watts ERP. The lesser spectrum and reduced power limit was adopted by WRC-15. So speak up and tell the FCC to continue the access that amateurs currently have. Sierra Harrop, W5DX, Newington.
Thanks, Sierra. And you can read more about it and find a link to the docket on ARRL.org. There's a new newsletter in the ARRL repertoire as of this week. The first issue of the NTS letter was published on October 3rd, and it's a monthly digest of all things related to the ARRL National Traffic System. It's edited by Marcia Ford, KW1U, who is a veteran traffic handler and serves as the section traffic manager for the ARRL Eastern and Western Massachusetts and Rhode Island sections. The NTS is a network that allows for rapid movement of messages or traffic from origin to destination, and for training amateur radio operators to handle written traffic and to participate in directed nets. The network consists of the layering and sequencing of both voice and CW traffic nets, as well as a digital system that operates 24/7. This nationwide system operates 365 days a year, generally relaying routine messages and traffic for training purposes and for maintaining readiness if called upon in an emergency. And if called upon, those operators stand ready to assist emergency communications personnel and served agency partners in relaying welfare and other messages. It is the modern continuation of the historic radio relay from ARRL's founding in 1914. Director of the ARRL New England Division, Fred Kemmerer, AB1OC, said the NTS is a great way to get involved in emergency communications. Newly licensed and experienced amateurs alike who participate in NTS find satisfaction and enjoyment in learning the skills of sending and receiving concise written voice and CW traffic in an organized manner on the air network. It's a natural complement to the skills and training one needs to become an effective emergency communicator, an amateur radio emergency service volunteer. Plus, it's an opportunity to meet new friends, and it's fun, said Kemmerer. The NTS letter is published monthly and is free of charge to all ARRL members, and members can subscribe at ARRL.org/opt-in/out by selecting Edit, View, All, and their subscription preferences. And just remember that members need to be logged into the ARRL website account to make that selection. Amateur radio was represented at the 7th Annual Westfest event at the Ohio State University in Columbus, Ohio on Saturday, September 30th, 2023. Westfest is a public engagement event that highlights science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, that's STEM research, sustainability initiatives, and outreach programs at the Ohio State University. The event featured 3 behind-the-scenes tours and 39 activity booths. The Amateur Radio and RF Club at the Ohio State University, W8LT, and the All Things Amateur Radio Association, W8ATR, provided information and hands-on STEM experiences for nearly 400 attendees. The W8ATR mobile STEM trailer, funded by a grant from the ARRL Foundation, included a CW oscillator, a display about the history of Morse code, and signage explaining the history of wireless technology and radios. Three snap circuit stations were set up for visitors to build an FM radio, and there was a working replica of a spark gap transmitter. The trailer also featured a complete amateur station with a telescopic mast and a quarter-wave vertical ground plane antenna. It's important to have amateur radio be a part of the STEM experience, said Lawrence L. Fetch, Ph.D., Professor Emeritus, and Faculty Advisor to WALT. And ATRA Activities Director Diane Warner, KE8HLD, said throughout the day, the STEM trailer hosted 52 adults and 80 children. Watching the children's faces as they experience the sights and sounds of amateur radio technology is always rewarding, she said. Additional information is available at ARRL.org. Amateur radio operators across the country are preparing for the ARRL Simulated Emergency Test that's set on October 7th and 8th, 2023. Ahead of the exercise, the Fort Herkimer Amateur Radio Association recently acquired a 24-foot-long disaster action response trailer known as DART. In conjunction with the Herkimer County Public Health Office, the trailer will be used in emergency situations, public service, and educational opportunities. Meanwhile, members of the Calvert Amateur Radio Association, known as CARA, in Maryland, attended a presentation by Ron Startzel, KB5LNC, on the Automatic Packet Reporting System, known as APRS, to prepare for the ARRL Maryland DC, known as MDC, section set exercise. Calvert County Emergency Coordinator Sean Donnelly, ANN3AE, recently configured one of the CARA's Kenwood TM-V71A radios in Barstow, Maryland, to be an APRS digipeater. The APRS presentation helped give CARA members a greater understanding of the system. The presentation will be posted on the club's website for further reference, and the MDC section set will evaluate communications between field teams by locating National Geodetic Survey benchmarks and using APRS data and location services. The MDC section set is part of ARRL's annual National Emergency Exercise designed to assess the skills and preparedness of amateur radio service volunteers, as well as those affiliated with other organizations involved in emergency and disaster responses. The set is open to all radio amateurs and partner organizations, in addition to national, state, and local officials. To get involved, contact your local ARRL Emergency Coordinator or Net Manager. Set guidelines and report forms can be found at ARRL Simulated Emergency Test SEC Guidelines at ARRL.org. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here with his weekly AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. Looking at some of the rover activity on hams.at, John N4AKV stroke R will be roving around October 14th and 15th in EM93 and EM94 on RS44, then over to FM03 and FM04 on GreenCube. He will go back to EM93 and 94 on multiple satellites. Hams.at is a great resource. It gives you the operator's call, the grid they will be in, the satellite, and their up or down frequency. You can also determine if you will be in the footprint to work the rover during a particular pass that they have scheduled. This is really helpful to get grids you need. GreenCube continues to be a very active satellite. There are operators around the world using it and giving out grids that you cannot get on any other satellite. It is a digital satellite, thus no rag chewing. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. The ARRL Foundation is now accepting grant applications from amateur radio organizations for eligible amateur radio-related projects and initiatives, particularly those focused on educating, licensing, and supporting amateur radio activities. To grow amateur radio's future, youth-based projects and initiatives are especially encouraged. The ARRL Foundation Grants Program accepts proposals on a cyclical basis three times a year in February, June, and October. Proposals for the June grant period are accepted through October 31st of 2023. Awardees will be notified approximately 1 month after the closing of each cycle. The ARRL Foundation is also celebrating its 50th anniversary. The foundation carefully manages their portfolio of endowments where donors have provided specific goals for their gifts, and that portfolio is invested and managed so that it can continue to support those goals for many years to come. Additional information and a link to the grant application can be found at ARRL.org. The Tate Miami Amateur Radio Club, TARC, will host Ham Radio Day at the William H. Jervey Jr. Venice Public Library in Venice, Florida, on October 14, 2023. The event will run from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and it will feature a special call sign, N4V, and two stations on CW and phone. These stations will be set up outside the library entrance to demonstrate ham radio to the general public. A new partnership has been established between the TARC and the Sarasota County Libraries to make 44 books, including 15 titles in amateur radio, available to any patron of the 10-library system. A grant from the ARRL Foundation was combined with member donations to purchase those books. Brian Jacobson, W1JBD, TARC project leader, said, "Making these books available to the public is a natural extension of our club's mission to encourage, teach, and assist people to explore a range of interests in ham radio." In radio sport, the year-long ARRL Volunteers on the Air VOTA event continues, and on their website you can see the state activation schedule for weekly W1AW portable operations, including October 4th through the 10th, New Mexico, W1AW/5, and Washington, D.C., W1AW/3. Then October 11th through the 17th, Missouri, W1AW/0, Georgia, W1AW/4, and California, W1AW/6. Upcoming contest on October 5th and 6th, it's the Walk for the Bacon QRP contest, that's CW. October 5th, the SARL 80-meter QSO party, that's phone. Also on October 5th, the NRAU 10-meter activity contest, CW phone and digital. Then on October 7th and 8th, the WARC Collegiate QSO party, CW phone and digital. The Oceanic DX contest, that's phone. And the Microwave Fall Sports, CW phone and digital, that's also on October 7th. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions, October 6th through the 7th, it's the Slidell EOC Hamfest, sponsoring the ARRL Louisiana State Convention, that's in Slidell, Louisiana. October 7th, the Wichita Area and Kansas State Hamfest, sponsoring the ARRL Kansas State Convention, that's in Wichita, Kansas. October 7th, the 71st Rock Hill Hamfest, sponsoring the ARRL South Carolina Section Convention, that's in Rock Hill, South Carolina. And a quick reminder, the ARRL 2023 online auction is gearing up. The preview is Wednesday, October 10th, and the auction runs from 10 a.m. Friday, October 13th to 10 p.m. Thursday, October 19th. Check ARRL.org for more information and active links to register and see the items up for bid. And finally this week, thanks to the Nightcrawlers Net in Chicago, Illinois, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at ARRL.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@ARRL.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.